Instead, just to clarify, yesterday there came something I said incorrectly, I want to make sure it's very clear. Things I said correctly is that definitely, as you saw, one guy asked today, the other Rishonim said that clearly in the Mishnah doesn't say the reason for the Almana. That part I was correct for sure. The Almana doesn't, we don't say the reason for the Almana. The question is why not? We also mentioned that the only reason the Mishnah mentions for the Pesula getting married at Yom Rabi'i and Almana Yom HaChamishi is because of Tanya Tzuba. And the question is, we know that the Gemara itself brings the reason for the Pesula. The reason why she doesn't get married on Sunday is there's another reason, Shoktu Chachamim Al Takanos Shalos Yisrael and Al Shvili Ma'alav. That they should be parent of the Suda Shloshi Yomim, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then get married on Wednesday. And therefore, but the Mishnah doesn't mention Shoktu. Why does it mention Shoktu? For the case of the Suda that we discussed yesterday, we talked about why is that not there. And then, Almana, we also have the reasons of what? For the reasons, we know the Mishnah doesn't mention. And we learned in Gemara that the Almana is what? There's a separate Shoktu for the Almana. That it's a Shoktu Chachamim that needs to be with the widow for 3 days and he shouldn't just run to work. And there's also the Council of Bracha. So the question was, why did they not mention the two Shoktus in the Mishnah? The Bracha in the Mishnah. It only mentions Hainas Pesulim. What we mentioned yesterday were different answers. One answer we had talked about, and we asked, what's the yachas for the different reasons? Does each reason stand on its own 2 feet or not? And we were medayik within Rashi. That within, according to how we explained Rashi one way, this is how Rav Gusman explained it also, within the Pnei Yoshua. To say that when Rashi says Takanas Chachamim, he's come to teach me that the din of the psula is a Takanas Chachamim, in contrast to the Almana. The Almana is not a Takanas Chachamim, and we saw within that possibly the Machlokes of the Rishonim, two different deos, and the Ron, to answer up this question also of whether we would list all of the reasons or not will be based on this idea of the Takanas Chachamim. That's what we read yesterday, for example, in the Ron, just very quickly, just to look at the Ron inside again, because some people, just literally for 30 seconds, the Ron had said, because today we have a lot more, I'm not going to be only doing this, I guess, in 2 days. Spent a long time, it's going to be really gishmak in the next couple of days. The Ron, what we learned yesterday, is because these reasons aren't kavua. That was the first part of the Ron. That was the Ramban who makes that distinction between whether it's a takan or not a takan. That was the first part we did within the Ron. And then he quoted two other answers. Inami. Right, first said Loni Yiruli. The Fikach Nirali on five long, six lines, wide lines. They didn't mention these reasons. They shouldn't be mizalz in takana like we saw in the Gemara in the Darak. That's what's going to happen. People are going to get married on Sunday. So people are going to start getting married on that Sunday because they took care of the shaktu, or they don't care. The Aris and the Arusa don't care about the Suda, and they could be mocha. Follow the bracha. And they're not going to make a distinction, and they're going to come to be okier than Takana, totally. Same thing with the Adam Bata. And therefore, what? The Mishum Haki Elo the Rabbanu lo tikkun ba. Right? The idea is, V'chinam, ki chazu the Adam Bata, v'lo ichbat le bebracha. Doesn't care about the bracha. Nasib, Aman bepuli Aman, lo sa'avri the Mishum Haki Elo the Rabbanu lo tikkun ba Aman amidi. Umi'akir takat le gamri. Mishum Haki, tani tani be'edu dino mistayim le tamahim. The first answer is what? There was a takana. But what? Because, either because of tarikh, which is going to be part of our sukkah today, or because people are not mamlik, people who see it are not going to what? Make that distinction. They're going to think Wednesday and Sunday are equal. And you're going to be okay in the takana with gamri. This is true both by the Besula, and also by the Alman. So that's what we said, the first reason of the Ron is like Rashi, to say that there, to say that what, that excuse me, not Rashi. Right? Rashi had said that only the Besula is the Takana, Almana is not a Takana. This would go like what we saw within the Torah, who called it Takana, the Almana being a Takana, right? This would be the reason why it's not mentioned, is because you're going to be okay both takanos, both the Amana and the Psula. As opposed to the second reason, O Niren, that what? That the other reasons are not a real takana, not takana gamur. He says, Mishum Shaktu and Bracha, Lohamim Itakin Rabbanon Leikubim Mitzvah Nisun. Because of these other things, of Shaktu and Bracha, the rabbis wouldn't hold back marriage dates. It's only because of times of Psula and Milsa, the Sura. That's why we need to have a set time for the Psula. And once that happened, so then we chose Shabbat. Then we chose Wednesday. Okay? Because of the bracha. And as a result of that, once he had a takana, we were afraid of negative press, that people are going to say the rabbis don't care at all about the almana. Therefore, they said the almana should also have chamishi. Clearly, from the second answer, there was no takana, real takana for the almana. Right? The language was, and therefore, they said the reason of the Tanis Pesulim, meaning we see within the two different reasons. The first reason clearly says it's a takana. The Amana is also takana. And the reason brought down is we're afraid again that it would be okay the takana if you bring down the other reasons because they're not kavur reasons, just like we saw in the Ramban. The second reason is no, that it's really the second Amana. The Amana is not a Takana, but rather the only Takana is the Psul, and that's the main reason. Now, within that, we had the Pnei Yoshua had explained that the Parta Rashi is a Takana's Chachamim for the Psula and Pa'amim B'Shabbos a Psula Koi. It's not just I'm telling you this. Telling me that the reason why it's not brought in is to teach me this din. That number one, they used to get married all the time because of the bracha, but the shinui adin of the psula, that's why they brought it here. Adkan, we talked about yesterday. Now within this came to say maybe not everyone agrees with this. How to read Rashi. And really there's other ways to read Rashi. Right before we see the other ways to read Rashi, i.e. the Rashash and the Shita Mekubetzes, the whole question of the Yachas comes to how you read the Gemara within Tosfos. So we'll do this briefly also, and then we'll see within the Shitas Rashi. Okay, that's the plan for today. The plan for today is to go through Tosfos and be able to understand how Tosfos saw the Yachas. Go back to Rashi and see what Rashi holds. Does Rashi agree with what we just said according to the answer of the Ron that you could be Mochel because of Toreach, and therefore maybe you can get married even on Sunday? We'll see this in Machlokes with the Rashi. That's the game plan. However, we should do more, but I even started late because I was really struggling understanding Rashi. Really struggling. Hopefully, struggle should be good. So, what did you see through Tosfos? Does Tosafot say that it's an independent reason, all these reasons? Ben Baruch, are they independent?
No, I'm saying yes.
Yeah? Why do you think so? What reason? He thinks...
Shaktu
is independent. How about Baruch?
No,
Baruch. So there's a big problem, right? What's the big problem by saying that Baruch is not independent? How do you understand when you read the Gemara and Dalhe? Right? Gemara makes a distinction between Shaktu and Baruch. The Gemara asks, Ma Bein. The simple pshat in the Gemara is what? That they are independent reasons. Again, because of that, we would have been asked in the Mishnah, like the Rishon says, it should have brought them all down. It seems to be that they're independent reasons. Okay? But Tosafot already, the Shitata, we're going to get to this. We're going to get to this when we see Halacha L'maisa. Based on this, about caring about, do we care about the bracha, the Simcha Torah? But it seems to me, am I right? People didn't get past the rush. People didn't get the Machlokas Rav in the tour today. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, within that, if you read Tosafot, look at Tosafot. Further the toast to Tinosi Beshem Shabbos. Why not get married on Sunday? Why, if the whole reason is just Tainas Psul, get married on Sunday. So Tosa says, Lo boy Mishnugi to be sitting. What do you mean? What Tosa's whole assumption is, you know why they should have got married on Wednesday? Mr. Adler, why they get married on Wednesday? What should have the Gemara said? The Gemara should have said, the reason why you get married on Wednesday is for a reason. Bracha! That's what the Gemara says. 15 Nasi for Rishon. Somebody asked, who? Get married on Sunday. You know what the Gemara should have said? What are you talking about? We know the Gemara later on says that the reason is bracha. The Gemara doesn't say that. That's his question. Lo boy mishnui to me says, Rabbi Kadesh, Yibol b'chavish mishum bracha. Like the Gemara Dafei says. Vo mamuli tam v'shoktu. Take a claim mishum bracha. Why is the Gemara bringing out your Dafei's? Only shoktu. Say bracha. Bracha is beautiful. It's nice. What is his answer? His answer is, bracha is not an independent reason that the Chachamim would have held back to be Kovei Adin. It's a nice idea, but he calls it the Eitz HaTovah. This is what Tosafot says over here. Let's read it. Omer Reed. I'll tell you what. The Tam bracha ain't a Eitz HaTovah. V'lo Mikri Avariyana. You're not an Avariyana if you don't follow that. But Shaktu was Mikri Avariyana. Thereby, Shaktu, it's if you didn't follow that, your mind is going over the words of the rabbis. He says, V'chein mashma, how to learn the Gemara later on. And this, you cannot understand this line if you didn't learn the Gemara later on. V'chein mashma, come on, the Omer, time of Mishum Bracha. Ava Mishum Yikuri Daite Lo Chashina. That's just a quote from the Gemara. And the Gemara says, V'may Nafimina. Ava Vadaite Mishum Bracha Lo Mikri Avariyan. There's no way you can understand that line if you didn't look up the Gemara in Dafet. And even if you learn the Gemara Dafei, you have to go back and really understand what he's talking about. Because what did the Gemara Dafei say? Everyone quickly look at Dafei. But I said I want to just show you the whole question of the Yachas and the reasons is a big issue. I said yesterday, what I didn't do was show you how you read in the Gemara. And the Gemara itself begs the question, are these independent reasons or not? Because the Gemara had said, Iboito, I'm going to read it quickly, and we'll show you within the two Tosafos, this tension, oh, is the bracha actually an independent reason? And is shaktu an independent reason? Because what happens? So Iboyalu, Gemara says on that head. Besum is a rabbi who does rabbi. Below chashin the kori daita. Oh, the besum is a rabbi who does the chamishit chashin the kori daita. That was the question. When it says this is rabbi, you have that bien rabbi, and we're not worried about that little extra time of the guy coming down. Or maybe no, we are worried to make sure you actually have to be up on Wednesday night leil chamishit. Toshma. The Gemara tries to bring a proof from Baruch HaKor. That what? Suleiman, he says, Rabin, you know, it's B'chamishi. What does he bring down the reason? What's the reason, Mr. Rothstein, that Baruch HaKor says that it's, you get married, Suleiman gets married on Rabin, you know, it's B'chamishi. Ho'il, V'nem, or Bo, Baruch HaDogin. The Brisa says, what's the reason? Baruch HaDogin. So if I was reading this Gemara, do I think Toshma is a little fair? Yeah! It seems to me that this is the reason! Baruch HaDogim, who says that it seems to be? Maybe that Baruch HaDogim, you saw a Rishon today, that seems to say like that also. That just said, doesn't seem to poo-poo this Baruch. Is there any Rishon that you saw today? That says that what? The Mordechai. The Mordechai, depends how you read the Mordechai. I think there are two ways to read the Mordechai.
How the Bnei Yeshua understands the Mordechai? He doesn't poo-poo at all, dog. He thinks that the bracha is serious stuff. But again, that's it. Before we look into the Mordechai, because we're going to have to spend a little time on Rashi, maybe everyone with the Siyat and the Shemaya can help me clear my eyes with Rashi. I spend a lot of time. But we'll see if I have some insights with a lot of help from guys. But hopefully it's good. But the bottom line, we bring it tomorrow. Hold the never broke bracha, dog. Amana also misik b'chamishi b'nevo b'shishi. Hold the never broke bracha, dog. Emphasis, color, bracha. Bracha, that's what. Time on Mishu, bracha. Ava Mishu, mikuri, daito, lo chayshima. This is the problem. That is the core right now at the beginning of Tosfos on Daf Beis Hanav. That piece. And if you stop right there, you're like, what the heck? What's going on? It's clear that bracha is serious stuff. So then the Gemara says, if you care about bracha, yihachi, then why are you having the almana get married on chamishi and tibol b'shishi? Then almana shuach, yihachi almana nami tibol b'chamishi, hold the never go bracha l'dagi. So then, let's put it all together. What is the Gemara answer? Bracha the adam adifu. It's better. Okay. Inami, a second reason that the almana is on Thursday. And what? That is Nises on what? On Chamishi Nivel B'Shishi, it's because of Shaktu. Because the second Shaktu, that they should be together for 3 days. The time Nima Amru, Amana, Nises B'Chamishi, V'Nivel B'Shishi, Shima Tomer, Tibo B'Chamishi, Lumon, Chamashim, Lumon, so the guys can go to work, pull it low, so therefore Shaktu, Chachami, Al-Takhanos B'Nisro, Shisa Menachima, 3 days, Chamishi, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos. Asks the first Tosfos, even before we go on, because this is connected. Ask this Tosfos, it's all with the intention that we're talking about now. What did Tosfos ask in Dibur Masul Inami? Mr. Schwartz, what did Tosfos ask? Inami.
It says Bracha clearly.
It says what?
It says that the reason is Bracha clearly.
Yeah! How can you tell me, Inami, you know what's going on for Bar Kapara? You know why the Almana is not getting married on Wednesday and having Bia on Thursday? Or vice versa? Meaning, you know why? The question was again, why is the Almana Nises and Chamishi and Nivelas Bashishi? You know why, Inami, you know why? Because of Shabbat. Because they may need to be together for 3 days. Says Dostos, what are you talking about? Ikar chasam and a sefer. What does it say on there? Vim tomar. Read it from Mr. Beanstalk. Vim tomar. The brain part of it says, because of bracha. Again, within the assumption, at least within reading this, you have to assume that bracha is a real reason, Mr. Israel. What's his answer? Very strange answer. Very strange. But he says you have to reread it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The first part of what he says is that Almana gets Chamishi, gets married to Chamishi, and he knows Shishi. Why? And therefore, because of Shaktu, that's the Inam. Say, because that we see Shaktu in other places. Bin Tomar. So then, built into the right that's true. What should have been, if you're saying what? If you're saying, because of Shoktu, why are we worried about Bracha L'Dagim? The heck with Shoktu. Let's leave the Takanas Shoktu. We have Bracha L'Dagim. That's a built-in question in the Braita. Everyone's seeing how the Inam is not reading the Braita. The Darish Bar Kapara. You know what he's saying? He's saying that Hamona Nisis B'Chamishi B'Nivelas B'Shishi. You know why? The answer is because of Shoktu. That's what it says in a different Braita. Why do we care about Bracha? Why do we care about Bracha? So what's his answer? And then we should throw away Shoktu. Mar says, Tosfos explains. So built in, we're not worried about the Bracha of Dagim because the Bracha of Adam is better. Again, when you're reading this part of the Gemara, it just seems that bracha is a very, based on this Braita, it's very, very real. It's not just Itza Tovu. And that's where you get to the next part of the Gemara. Because the next part of the Gemara asks the question, my ikabe bracha l'shoktu. Gemara says we have these two reasons of an almana getting married on chamishi the tibol b'shishi. Gemara says, my ikabe bracha l'shoktu. What does it mean, my ikabe bracha l'shoktu? The assumption of the question begs again to say that it's two independent entities. And even Tosfos is going to have to deal with that. So what does Tosfos here say? Tosfos explains this question in two different ways. But even there, he's got to, at the end, he's got to come back to what he says about base. Even though, again, when he first read it, it doesn't seem like that. So what does Tosfos say at the beginning? You got Mr. Rothstein, read Tosfos, my Nika, big brother of the shop too.
I forgot to mention Brocha Lemikria Baryana.
Comma. This is Tosfos Lashitasa. Back on base of an Av. Even though Brocha you're not called an Avaryana. Right? So what's the question here?
What's the reason Brocha?
What does that mean? Period. I asked you to see the riff to help you understand what this question is. What was this question? What's he asking? What is the Gemara asking? Why should be Brocha Lashitasa? He's saying, we're not asking really about what the real nafkamina is to stand, but they're not equated. Again, Tosfos Lashitasa, bracha doesn't stand on its own 2 feet. Bracha just eats a tofu, you're not called an avaryan. But rather, how the Ritva explains this Tosfos is what? If I'm not mistaken, somebody put it on the WhatsApp group to be able to look at this Ritva also. What, how did the Ritva understand Tosfos' question? Mr. Goldstein, how did the Ritva understand Tosfos' question? If you didn't see it, you can read it inside now. If you have your phone, look it up. Now in the Ritva. He understands Lama Li Taima. Lama Li Taima Bracha. Why do we even have to mention Taima the Bracha? Why do we even have to mention Taima the Bracha? What is it adding? What's it adding? Shop to. There's something that it adds. You have it there? Let's read it together, Mayor. Me and you. Go. What do we got?
My Yukon Bracha Shop to.
Yeah.
Pirish, Mato 78 Batam Bracha.
What is the Taima Bracha adding?
Yeah. Shahin Batam Shaktu.
At the Kapid. Limisting. Meaning, why if it's again, I'm not an Avrayan, why is Bar Kapara adding whole minimal bracha? What is there that we don't have in the reason of Shaktu? The vice versa, it's clear, he says. If I just had Shaktu, that adds something. Go ahead. Come on, because if I just had Shaktu, that adds something which Bracha doesn't. Let's say I don't care about Brachas. The assumption is that we've seen till now from Rishonim. Let's say I'm not mocked on that concept. So there, what Shaktu says, you gotta wait those 3 days and do it on Thursday night, Friday. But what does Bracha add? Right, that's what he says. Read it. So that's the first way to say it. The first way to say it is not a real nafkamina. It doesn't mean a real nafkamina because it's not an independent reason. It's not an independent reason. But still, we want to know why is Bar Kapara even mentioned? But then the second way of reading it is what? These are two independent reasons. And therefore, what's the nafkamina between them? Inami read Tosfos. Inami body my ikabe lishmat rishani bracha. The other badifule uvei lishmat inami mishum shaktim. And what's the answer? The answer is when the guy is other badal or yontif shchali or shabbos. Where in those cases we're not shaktim won't apply, but bracha does apply. That's what he spells it out first. Umishani the ikabe nai other badal or inami yontif shchali or shabbos. Shabbos. The list of the time of the price because of shaktim. There is no Shaktu. So therefore, Nivaldi, you're saying on Thursday. Because you're not worried. The guy is unemployed. Or it's Yontif. He's not going to go run away. I've a Lishna come at the time of the Brisa. Because the Brisa, the Mashu Pasha, the Brisa, like the simplest shot of part of our people, the Mathe of the Chalais or Shabbos, the like Mishu Shaktu. Become, there is Brisa, the Mathe of Shishi. Come. Very nice. Two different things. But then Tosin's got a score man out of the way. And Tosfos says, you should know, my Shita says, even though the simple pshat is, there's an independent reason. He says, I feel the high Lishna. Do not think what Kalder is saying is correct, he says. V'afilu b'chayim lishna, don't think that it's independent. Don't think, read the last line, Yishai, that what? V'afilu b'chayim lishna, as much as it sounds like, the simple pshat is that it's an independent reason. Don't say it that way. Read it for Yishai. V'afilu.
When?
Last moment. V'afilu b'chayim lishna. Right? He says, even according to this Lishna, if it wasn't for Shaktu, Bracha alone, I would not be Kobeya. Just like I said on Beis Amel. We just did a small little dance of understanding how, according to the idea, it's not just in theory, oh, is it independent or not, but how you read the Gemara. In the Gemara itself, the simple pshat is that bracha is a real government itself. It's a real reason. Tosos is forced to read inside the Gemara to say no. It's not as much of an etzah, just an etzah tov. Within that, I wanted to do now go back to Shitas Rashi. Go back to Shitas Rashi, and then we have to then do Bisman Aseh, which I don't think people got to, because within the relationship, Rashash. The Rashash is Medayik within Rashi, and he gives the answer again of why Shaktu is not in. Right? We also have here about Shaktu. Right? Here's by Shaktu. The question is, why is it not mentioned here? We just said, we said, get married on Sunday. Shaktu, why is it not mentioned? So, what we saw, one of the reasons we saw it yesterday, because it's not Kavua. Why is it not Kavua? We said based on the Gemara and Daf Gimel, we said all those reasons on Bracha is not Kavua. Right? We have, right over here is Bracha, there's Bracha also here. So we said over here yesterday, it's not Kavua. What does it mean it's not Kavua? As opposed to this is Kavua. What does not Kavua mean? Mr. Ezra, what does not Kavua mean?
Maybe you don't like to establish a certain day for them.
It's not a step, why is it not a set day for them? Give me one reason.
For Shaktu?
For Shaktu. Why is that mitzvah?
First, I guess using a certain case.
Meaning, why did the Rishon said Shaktu is not, it's not Kavu?
Because you beat Tarek.
Because you beat Tarek. Say that in English. What does Tarek mean in English?
You can, like, toil and like work hard to get it.
Meaning, you can actually prepare. Where did the Rishon get that from? They got that from a Daf Gimel. So everyone open up the Daf Gimel. And through this, Rashi Shita comes and you'll help me out. You'll help me out because there seems to be a major machlokas how to understand Rashi. And I think there's some very, very important deep. But based on this, the Rashash can give a different reason why it's not mentioned. Not like we had said, the idea that it's not Kavua. Okay? We also saw we went over the reasons at the beginning. The idea you are that the Isser, the concept is the Basula, the one that's the main reason, not the last one, the main reason of it being the Isser. But now what do we have here? If you read the Gemara, let's read the Gemara and Daf Gimel on the bottom. But this is really amazing. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Lo Shanu, when do we say you have to get married? A Basula has to get married on Wednesday. And what? Amon on Thursday, Elami Takanas Ezra Be'elach. From the Takan of Ezra. What was the Takan of Ezra? The Beis Din sits on Monday and Thursday. Now, what happened before? What happened before? Takanas Ezra?
Saturday.
A Saturday day? You sure?
16.
So not a Sabbath. No. Okay, we'll see that in a second. That has to be my focus, but I'll show you something right now. Okay? It's what?
Any
day. Do they have to sit every day? No. How do you know that?
Because I read Rashi.
Good, you read Rashi. Let's go, we'll get that in a second. We'll see that piece. Okay, we'll just do Rashi, because right now we're doing Rashi. But Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Lo Shanu Elo Mitakanas Ezra Ve'ilch. She'in Bati Dinin Kavuin. Elo B'Shiri V'Samishi. The Kvius on Ezra, one of his 10 Takanas was based and sits on Monday and Thursday. Aval kol takanas Ezra, shebat din kvuim b'chol yom. What does Kavul Mechoyel doesn't mean, at least according to Rashi, does not mean that they would be set every single day. Why does he? First of all, where did I see that in Rashi? Look at Rashi. What words does he say? First word, Klomar. Whenever time Rashi says the word Klomar, what's he coming to tell you?
Paraphrasing.
He's paraphrasing. Why is he paraphrasing? Because he's making a deal. He's saying if you read it literally, then you might misinterpret what's going on here. Like I misinterpret. I misinterpret. What did I think mean? Before Ezra, what happened? Bezin was kavua every single day. But that's not what he says. Klomar, don't think that. Because if that would be true, then Ezra's coming and minimizing the potency of what Bezin was doing. That wasn't the intention of Ezra Zofar 100 years before the Mishnah. Thank you, Mr. Bernard. But what? Klomar, Rashi says, that before Takanas Ezra, Kviyut Kol HaYamim Shaveh, there was no distinction of all the days. Comes Ezra and says that you can get married contingent or connected to Sheim V'chamish Shavizim. Aba Kol HaTakanas Ezra Shavizim Kvuim V'chol Yom Isha V'nises V'chol Yom. Ask the Gemara, what is Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak coming to teach me? Kol HaTakanas Ezra Ma'ed HaHavu. What is he coming to teach me? History here. What are you trying to do? So the Gemara says, no, this is not what he meant. Hachikam. Iika bate dinim de kvuim ha'idna. If there are basin that would set today, then it's kikodim takanas Ezra and isha nisei pacholyam. If nowadays, if Iika bate dinim kvuim, so then what could happen? Then it'll be like takanas Ezra. A woman can get married all every day. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? How do you get married every day? Habi'ina, shoktu. You need shoktu, you need the 3 days to be able to prepare. Habi'ina, shoktu, you need the 3 days to prepare. What is the Gemara answer? The Torah clay. This is where we saw yesterday in the Ron, when we saw the Ramban. That it's not a set, it's not set. The Torah clay. And therefore, if it would only be the reason of shoktu, would be the reason of Shaktu, then what?
And you can just prepare.
Then he can prepare.
And you can get married on Sunday.
And you would not have the takana of the Mishnah of getting married on Wednesday. Right? It's not set, and we want it set. But what's the implication over here? The Torah, Habi and Shaktu. The Torah. So now we have Torah. Now here, What does Rashi here say? Rashi says, "Im torach lifnei Hashabbos v'tikain tzarchei seuda." If I actually did the tircham and I prepared everything, so then I can get married on Monday, Sunday, or Monday. Kots of echav Shabbos or Shini Shabbos. What's Rashi coming to? It sounds like
doesn't matter.
That the Bezdin doesn't matter, that we view it since you have this ability to have the Bati Dinim being set. So then, once you take care of the Shaktu, you're all set. And therefore, nowadays, I can even get married on a Sunday or Monday. Okay? The Rashash and the Shita Bukvetzes comes and talks about this Rashi and says that we have a major machlokas we're showing them over here. Everyone open up the Rashash, please. Open up the Rashash, please. And through that, hopefully we're going to get a different shot within Rashi also on many different levels. Read the Rashash, please. Mr. Zach Israeli, read the Rashash, please. Stop breaking. He says the Chor. I mean, he's commenting on the Gemara and on Rashi. And he says, it seems to be that even after Takanas Ezra, right? Meaning, again, our Gemara and Daf Gimel says what? Our Gemara says that in our Mishnah, I've got to keep one hand on Daf Gimel and one hand here on the Rashash. Our Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak just said is what? Hoshikam. If we have nowadays, this is how I've learned it, exactly like this first one. If nowadays I have then we can even go like pre-Takana says, right? A woman can get married, and therefore every day. And even what, obviously, when it says every day, doesn't mean the Rishonim talk about, doesn't mean every day, because we have other limitations of Shabbos. But the idea is that it's not limited to Wednesday and Thursday. And I can even get married on Sunday. I can even get married, I shop too. The case is Taurus, like, that's how I would have learned it. And that's what this first line says. Read the first line again. L'chora. Look what he says. Even after the takana of Ezra, that's what I would have said. Now, Kalm to Rosh Hashanah is going to say within Rashi some very important diyukim. And if you paid attention, because I and the guys who are learning with me probably spent around 45 minutes to an hour on this Rosh Hashanah, there are a couple of important things here. Because look, now he comes and says, absolutely not. According to Rashi, that's not going to be. Why? Gugulai. Gugulai is coming to say that that's not the pshat. Look what he says.
Gugulai. If a dika chashash, the kure data, the utzer kure taki, the utzer kure taki,
he says, maybe that was all pre-mission time. That was all 100 years. But now, once the Mishnah comes, it tells us we're worried about Ikure Daita. And we needed to do what? We needed to be Mitakin Yom Kavur. And what did we choose? And the reason why we were worried is because of Titus Tzul. We had Titus Tzul, that's what the Mishnah taught us. Meaning, that would have been true pre-Mishnah time. 100 years before the Mishnah. But now comes the Mishnah, tells us we're worried about Ikore Daik. And now, as we learned what? Keep reading the next line. And we chose Wednesday because of Shabbat. We also chose Wednesday because of Shabbat. Go ahead. Ooh. So now there'll be no distinction between Torah and Lotar. Now, what's this proof here? The Kach Mashu. Lo Shanu.
The Baalik
Mishabah. Lo. Come. What's his deal here? Not like I would have thought. I promise you, I read the Gemara, I would have thought. That was all pre. But now, once we have this ability to have the Beis Din plus Taurus, maybe I can get married on Sunday. That was his first one. Now he comes and says, no. Maybe that was all pre-Mishnah time. But once the Mishnah comes and tells us I have a fear of Ikuri Dauta, and I need to what? Set a date of Yom Dalet, that date of that day, that calendar day, the day of the week of Yom Dalet is set in stone. And therefore, and the reason why I said the Yom Dalet also was because of Shabbat. But doesn't matter whether Torah or not Torah. I cannot get married on Sunday. Why would that be true? What's his deal? I'm sorry, what's his deal? What was his deal you just read? Kach Mashma.
It appears that if you...
Don't just translate the words. Tell me what he says. The Kach Mashma. Which Gemara? Where is he talking about? What's the proof? How does he know that after the Mishnah, I cannot get married on Sunday? Which Gemara is he quoting from? Which daf?
Ben-Hen.
Who agrees with Ben Rothstein? Because I don't.
Ben-Hen.
Bedlam and Aleph. What does it say on Bedlam and Aleph? What was the question of the Gemara?
Says Yom Rishon.
Says, why not get married on Yom Rishon? Fitinah said Yom Rishon Shabbos. Get married on Sunday. What does the Gemara answer? Shabbat. Based on Aleph. That's why I asked you to see the Gemara. So you got to be holding this. Get married on Sunday. Get married on Sunday. What does the Gemara answer? Shabbat. If our original assumption was correct, what should the Gemara have said? Lo Torah. The Gemara just said, Bamei, tomorrow, my morning, you can't get married on Sunday, is Lo Torah. But if Torah, then you could get married. The Gemara doesn't say that. Because post-Mishnah time, you can't get married on Sunday. Meaning, the Iker comes within the Mishnah. What is the main reason to get married on Yom Ravi? The main reason was the Tainus Pesul, the Kurein Daita. Now they also added in the concept of Shoktim, but now we can just go through the next step. Oh, here comes the next piece.
Yeah. So we wouldn't make the mistake of saying that you're that if the husband did the tarach, then you'd be able to get married on Sunday.
Yeah, and therefore now you're saying, you know why we don't put shaktu in? Why don't we put shaktu in the Mishnah?
Because
I'll make a mistake. What would I think? Exactly like we thought. Once it happens, if he's tarach, he can get married on Sunday. That's what I would have thought. Now, when you read the Rashash, don't tell everybody. You read the read Rashi again. What did Rashi say? So when Rashi says, Heicha de Torah, let's read Daf Gimel. Let's understand. And tell me within the Rashash what words are important within Rashi. Remember, we pay attention. The previous Rashi, we said methodology, klomar. We told you that methodology, when it says klomar, there is a textual problem of comprehension. He's going to tell you, do not mess up. So too over here, we have to pay attention when Tosfos quotes Rashi, when the Rashash quotes Rashi. You have to pay attention, what do they quote and what don't they quote? Because what happened with our Rashi? What does he say? He says, the Torah is like, in Torah, I'm reading Rashi, in Torah, lifnei HaShabbos, v'tike, sorchi suda, konza be'echa b'Shabbos, o b'shein b'Shabbos. Meaning, that when Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is coming to teach me, hachi kamar, i'ika b'otei dinim k'vunim ha'idna, Kikodem Takanas Ezra, Isha Nises B'chol Yom. This was all. How does he learn this? How does he learn the Gemara?
This was all before the Mishnah.
For the Mishnah time. That you then would be able to get married when?
Sunday.
On Sunday.
Monday night.
Does Rosh Hashanah Monday?
No.
Right? The Rashash doesn't have those three words in the Gears of Rashi. Did everyone notice that when you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw that, Ben? You like that?
I think it's a problem.
You don't think it's a problem? Right? Meaning, either way, well, it's kind of a problem, because that's where the Shittim and Kibetz comes and says, what is this Oshin and Shabbos? Why does he even have to mention those words? What?
I think that's the last way to
ask. Right? Why do you even have to mention Oshin and Shabbos? What are we talking about? If you want to say like the original Pshat, that you get married all the time. So just say Rishon Shabbos. Just say Rishon. What do you have to say Oshin? And even more so, according to the Rashash here, the Rashash has come to tell me that before the time of the Mishnah, right, you were able, once you had the concept of Shaktu, and you were Torah, you were then able to get married on Sunday. But once the Mishnah came and said we had this Tainus Pesulim, then this Torah doesn't work. This Torah doesn't work. He says this is Shitas Rashi against what we saw previously yesterday in Rov Rishonim. That is the Rashash. That is the Rashash. If you saw it, he doesn't have the gears here of O B'Sheni B'Shabbos. However, the Shita Mekubetzes does have that gears. And the Shita Mekubetzes has the same conclusion as the Rashash, but from a different diuk. And within the Shita Mekubetzes, he now comes and explains Rashi totally different than we did yesterday. So Okay, let's look at the sheet of Mekubetzes from the last 4.5 to 6 minutes. The sheet of Mekubetzes says, V'im Tomer, the whole Dalmit would come on. I'm doing the copy one. The one I brought you on the sheet for my Barilon was only half. That's why I copied you the whole one. V'im Tomer, the whole Dalmit would come on. Ika boti kirim kvul mechol yom. Yishevises mechol yom. Uparech Talmudo. I eat shop. Do the Gemara answers Torah-like. Alma, the simple shot, like we saw yesterday, it is takana of the Nisei's Bedala Nami Lav Takata Kavua. The concept of a Psula be Nisei's on Wednesday is not a takana Kavua. The Heich of the Torah-like Nisei's Bechel Shabbos. That what happens? That the whole idea that Shaktu, this is what the Ron brought down, that we had said that what? That we had said that that reason is not set, because if Tarach Lay, Shaktu is if Tarach Lay, therefore, they have the Tarach Lay, Nisa Spech of a Shabbos, for any cause of Rome, before himself, who could be on the middle of the south of the Shemite. Right, just to write, The reason, according to the Rashash, then, why is Shaktu not listed in the Mishnah, is because people would have a mistake. They would make a bodily mistake. If you put Shaktu in, they would say, but let's say Tirchu, then you'd be able to get married when?
Sunday.
On Sunday. So for that reason, once the Mishnah came around, and said there was a problem of Kiruri Baito, you can't get married. And therefore, that's why they did the big X of getting married on Yom Rishon. That's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. However, that Din is not agreed. Most Rov Rishonim say it's not true. Heicha the Torah, like, and that's what the Gemara later on, Matal Gimel says. You could get married on Sunday. But now comes the Shita Mekubetzes and says the exact same thing that the Rashash says, but gives a whole different diuk, and then rereads Rashi in an unbelievable. And he says, Pamin, and he says, Absuba coming. Okay, very nice. But Imamish takes it and flips it all around. What does he do? Let's read it inside. V'yesh Lomar. And if you didn't get excited about this, you gotta get excited. When is that true? That tircha, you can then get married on Sunday. Tircha the lecha takanas Ezra, the body dinim for the koyom. Hani mili, that you can get married on Sunday. Heicha the lecha takanas Ezra, when there was no takanas Ezra. The body dinim were kuim choyo ulakah, and if that's true, heicha the torich lay nisis echa b'shabbos or b'sheni b'shabbos, and therefore you then what? If you were torich lay, you can get married on Monday or Tuesday. The efshar shezeu shekosav Rashi zalu kaman the torich im torach lifnei haShabbos. Concept Echad Shabbos or B'Shem Shabbos. Perush. Lahachi Siyim Harav Zala. Yoni, who's the Rav here?
Now Rav Cook here.
It's Rashi. Lahachi Siyim Harav Zala. Oh, B'Shem Shabbos. What's he coming to tell me? Lomar. The Kivon Di'Boi Nasiv B'Shem Shabbos. Because if you're going to get married on Monday, Mishuli Kuridaita. Because of... We're afraid from what happened from the time of the mission. Because of the Takana of Ezra. The Takana of Ezra that we're worried about. Because we're worried about what? We're worried about that he's going to chill out and he's going to be living in Israel then. As a result of that, on Yisob Ezra B'Shabbos, Abba God the Torah Chlay. He adds in B'Sheni B'Shabbos to teach me this din. Because like we saw similar in Iran, because man chazi lo yada l'mishmachim. Guy who sees it, you know why? He's going to think he's getting married on a Sunday. He's going to think there's no difference. El Dasa Bashabs or Dibushabs or Shayam and Yunisun Kiyasabim. They're exactly the same. Velo Liflo between Sunday and Wednesday. Ume Ikara Takanta the Rabbah Magami. You're going to come uproot. You're going to come uproot what? The Takanta the Rabbah. And therefore, comes now. And he says what? And now comes, as opposed to within the Mishnah. There are two different ways. I'm erasing that. If I had something to erase with, any piece of paper that I could erase with. It comes. Comes. Thank you. Comes. Look at the mission now, according to the Sheikh of the Kuvetas. The Sulami says, Yom Revi'i. Then we have Amor Yom Chamishi. And then we have two other statements. Statement is what? Pami B'Shabbat, am I right? That's the one? Then it says, Pami B'Shabbat. Beis Din, help me out, what does it say? Pami B'Shabbat.
Beis Bati Din Yoshvin Bayarot.
Yoshvin Bayarot. Yeah, and then it says? And the last thing is, She'im Hayalo Tainus Psulim. Shimon Tanis Tzulim Mashkin, right?
Yeah.
As the Sheikh of Mekubat says, what's going on here? You should have said, Tzulim Yisez B'yom Aravi. Right? You know why? She'im Hayalo Tainis Tzulim. You'd be Mashkin LeBeis Din. Because Beis Din sits by a rock. Everyone with me?
Yes.
What is the Pa'am and Bishab, what is going on with the, why not flip the order? What is the idea of when we say the Sulami says B'yom Ravi, what's it coming to exclude? Till now, most people thought it's coming to exclude what? Sulami gets married on Wednesday, you know why? As opposed to Friday, as opposed to Wednesday, as opposed to all the other days. Just all the other days. Right? As opposed to the other days. As opposed to what? Now, you know what is hinted to in the Mishnah according to the Sheikh of the Kubetzis, according to Rashi? Bisulami says B'yom Arevi is coming to exclude not all the other days, but it's specifically coming to exclude what? Sunday. Specifically, it's coming to exclude Sunday. This whole din of what? I would have thought because of Shachter. Meaning, it's taking what the Rashash says. That says, don't put in Shachter because you're going to have what? Because you're going to have a mistake to think that if you were Toreach, you could what? Get married on Sunday. Comes the Sheikh of the Kubetzis and said, it's built into the Mishnah. Besulami says, B'yom Ravi, to come to exclude, even if Tircha, that what? Don't do something. And therefore, now what does he have? Within how he explains Rashi. And he says that's Pshat and Rashi. Because he says that this is the Takanas Chachamim Besula, the first Rashi and the second Rashi. That we said, Besula, Takanas Chachamim. It's not like we said yesterday that the Takanas de Rabbanan is what? Besula versus Almana. But rather, it's coming to tell me, Davka what?
Wednesday versus Sunday.
And therefore, it's coming to teach me what? Pa'amin B'Shabbos Apesulakom. Because it's coming to teach me that. What does it mean, Pa'amin B'Shabbos? Not just some random telling me the din of what? Of the Beis Din of Ezra. It's Monday and Thursday, and therefore you can't get married every other day of the week. But it's specifically telling me Apesulakom. Tell me what? Why do we have this day of Psula and not Sunday? That's what he says. That even after Takanas Ezra, Even after Takana says, and that's why what? This is here. Besul of Yomarvi. Pa'am and Shabbos is coming to teach me to the exclusion of all the other Rav Rishonim. Pa'am and Shabbos beats in Yoshin by Yarov. And therefore I would have thought if that's true, therefore it's no problem. Get married on Sunday. Get married on Sunday. I didn't have to base it there. And it's torn and I take care of the tears, so no problem. No! That's why it's saying even after the Tircha, even after the Takana of Ezra, still, Im Hayyo Tanis Besulim, because of Tanis Besulim, he can't get married on Sunday. Okay? And that's going Pamim Abesulim, that's the Takana. That is the Chiddush of the major Machlokas Rishonim right now. Number one, within the deal within Rashi, what does it mean Takana Chachamim? What does it mean Pamim Besulim? Pamim Shabbos Abesulim, guys. And what we've done today is to show a second way of understanding Rashi. A major machlok is where the Rashi holds that even after the Takana, if you say Torah, you can get married on something. We see that's the machlokas. We also saw why the Rashash then said why it's not mentioned. It's not mentioned because if it would have been mentioned, Shaktu, you would have had the mistaken thought like all the other Rishonim said. And it's not true. And within that, that's how the Sheet of the Kubetz is Medayah within Rashi. What we have to then finish up as we move ahead is to be able to say new Salamaisa. Within all of these reasons, where's your source sheets? We haven't done the machlok about Bisman Azeh. Bisman Azeh, is there an issue? Is there an issue now to get married on Wednesday? Here it is. Okay? We still have to look at the Rush and then look at the Pnei Yoshua. This is what we'll do tomorrow. Please God, we're going to finish the source sheet tomorrow. To be able then to look at the machlokas nowadays and see is there an issue to get married on a specific day or not. And then we'll have to close our eyes on the other person.